we're looking at the compositional study with three figures dated to the early 1550s, which is attributed to Titian. In this drawing, you feel like you're glimpsing into his mind and imagination and witnessing the master thinking out loud on the page in all its sort of rawness and roughness. And it's before he's had time to sort of polish it for the patron. You know, it's very personal. He executed this just for himself. This was never meant to be exhibited in a gallery. One doesn't need the hands or the feet to make out that these are figures. He's not trying to describe the forms with an exacting line. Instead, he's interested in capturing sort of atmospheric effects and light and shadow. For instance, in this figure on the lower left corner, it's just really with a handful of strokes that he's able to describe the musculature. Look at the way of the back, of the leg, of this arm. He even is able to communicate that difficult foreshortened bent left arm, or the elbow. It looks foreshortened, and he's only used a handful of strokes. It's a very difficult thing to do. He achieves that through really incredible line, but then also this subtle stumping with the chalk to get shadow on the underarm. And then this brutal profile of this pointed chin. It has an almost expressive character rather than descriptive of an actual likeness. The two figures on the right are, especially the figure on the farthest to the right, has almost hardly resembles a person. It's just a jumble of lines, but somehow a figure emerges. One imagines that he executed this drawing in a matter of minutes, and he's thinking so quickly and just working on an idea of how these three figures are going to be posed and how they might work together.
Press the green button to hear more from Rachel McGarry on the role of drawing in Venetian art compared with the art of Florence. Press the yellow button to hear music from the Golden Age of Venice.